Good morning, everyone. Reflecting on the picture of Gurudeva there for coming up, and looks like he's thinking about the future to me this morning. So, something we can all do more of. We usually suffer from lack of planning in our lives, adequate planning in different departments of our lives, and Gurudeva was a master at encouraging us to step beyond our comfortable limit of planning, be it a month, a year, 5 years, and go further and come up with positive plans for all aspects of our life and then go about manifesting them in systematic ways. So we're giving thought to our next issue of Hinduism today. It happens every 3 months. And one possibility is doing a center section on the Kularnava Tantra, which of course is about the Guru. And I was struck in reading yesterday's lesson and preparing for this talk on Gurudeva's Upadesha on Darshan, which I thought might make a nice sidebar in the center section article. It's so insightful. And as we'll see once we get halfway through, has a very interesting twist to it, going way beyond just the idea of darshan is sight of the deity, which is the usual simple interpretation of it. So I'll read from it. Little is known of the Guru's grace or the power of darshana in Western culture. Darshana, more popularly darshan, is a Sanskrit word meaning vision, seeing, or perception. But in its mystical usage, it is more than that. Darshan is also the feeling of the emotions of a holy person, the intellect, the spiritual qualities that he has attained, and most importantly, the Shakti, the power that has changed him and is there constantly to change others. Darshan encompasses the entirety of the being of a person of spiritual attainment. In India, everyone is involved in darshan. Some at a temple have darshan of the deity. Others at an ashram have darshan of their swami, or on the street enjoy darshan of a sadhu. And most everyone experiences durdarshan. That's the word for television in India, meaning seeing from afar. Even this seeing, through movies, news, and various programs of mystery, tragedy, humor, the fine arts and culture, can affect our emotions, intellect, pulling us down or lifting us up in consciousness. Seeing is such a powerful dimension of life, and it affects us in so many ways, inside and out. Darshan, in the true meaning of this mystical, complex, and most esoteric word, conveys all of this. Now the twist. You ready? If that wasn't enough. The concept of darshan goes beyond the devotee's seeing of the guru. It also embraces the guru's seeing of the devotee. Read that again. The concept of darshan goes beyond the devotee's seeing of the guru. It also embraces the guru's seeing of the devotee. So it's two directions. So the guru seeing the devotee also is part of this mystical experience of darshana. Hindus consider that when you are in the presence of the guru, that his seeing of you, and therefore knowing of you and your karmas, is another grace. So darshan is a two-edged sword, a two-way street. It is a process of seeing and being seen. The devotee is seeing, and in that instant drawing forth the blessings of the Satguru, the Swami, or the Sadhu, In turn, he is seeing the devotee and his divine place in the universe. Both happen within the moment, and that moment, like a vision, grows stronger as the years go by, not like imagination, which fades away. It is an ever-growing spiritual experience. This next one is nice. The sense of separation is transcended, so there is a oneness between seer and seen. It is monistic theism. This is Advaita Ishvaravada. Each is seeing the other and momentarily being the other. Isn't that beautiful? The whole side of it that you normally don't hear about. Kind of Gurudeva's special insights into darshana, that it's two-sided. Darshan embodies shakti. Darshan embodies shanti. Darshan embodies vidya, perceiving on all levels of consciousness for all inhabitants of the world. It is physical, mental, emotional, spiritual perception. Hindus believe that the darshan from a guru who has realized the self can clear the subconscious mind of a devotee in minutes, alleviating all reactions to past actions, and alter his perspective from an outer to an inner one. Darshan is the emanating rays from the depth of an enlightened soul's being. These rays pervade the room in which he is, penetrating the aura of the devotees and enlivening the kundalini, the white, fiery, vapor-like substance that is actually the heat of the physical body in its natural state. In the Orient, whenever the cloud of despair covers the soul of a devotee, the darshan of a guru is sought. Whenever it becomes difficult to meditate, his grace is hoped for to lift the veil of delusion and release awareness from the darker areas of mind to soar within. Consciously merge into the inner being of yourself, and you will know your guru when you find him. Oh, isn't that beautiful? Anyway, submitting it to the HT editorial staff, see if it'd make a good sidebar on the guru's darshana.